Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the broken, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, bad, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Place, right across the river through the woods from where Granny is out on the back deck. It's 98 degrees, and she's got out a fat bowl of the lavender cushion. New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, stupid. All my friends come around, flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess, this tides and tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan. Shadoobie, shake it, ooh. Ooh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Shadoobie, yeah, yeah, it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes, I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mafia is running it. Hayden Fry in charge at LTN in Kansas City. Mo, a birthday roll call on a Thirsty Thursday. Freddie Swain, 24. Mike Soroka, 45. Brady Singer, 26. Kendrick Bourne, 27. James Bradbury, 29. Domingo Herman, 30. Maurice Spates, 35. Luis Castillo, 39. Kurt Busch, 44. Jeff Gordon, 51, legend. Troy O'Leary, 53. B.J. Shuroff, 58. John Farrell, former Red Sox manager, 60. Roger Clemens, 60 today. Jesus. John Riggins, legend. Hall of Famer, 73. Cleon Jones, former Met, 80. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. The Brewers took a 3-2 lead on the Bucks at PNC today, and the Cubs are up 3-0 in the seventh on the Cardinals at Busch in the first of two there in St. Louis. We've got all of last night's activity, including a Brandon Drury G-spot in San Diego. Juan Soto's on the show today. How about Miguel Vargas making his major league debut for the Dodgers and coming up big? We got a Sean Murphy homer for you. Scoop Mish will join us on the Lion's Share today. Craig Mish. And we'll get into all the best homers, strikeouts, game props, you name it. We got it. And we'll go through everything. We got another O'Neill cruise missile. Brian Reynolds raised the Jolly Roger walk-off special. We've got Alcantara shutting down the Reds 3-0 in Miami last night. We got Garrett Cole talking about his miserable start for the Yankees yesterday against Seattle in the boogie down Bronx. We got a fat Danny Vogelback grand slam. Mancini's first homer with the Stros. Jose Abreu, big bomb for the White Sox. All of that, plus tonight's games around the majors. We'll hit all of them for you, make you some money. How about the Raiders and Jags tonight? The Hall of Fame game in Canton. We got football, even though it's a bunch of hacks and rookies going at it. Nobody that matters is going to play. Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, they're not playing. Aaron Rodgers talking today about preseason games being a waste of everyone's time. And he also mentioned that he likes taking mushrooms. He likes psychedelic drugs, apparently. That's awesome. I bet the Packers loved hearing about that today. Tua believes the Dolphins are all in on him. We'll hear from Tagovailoa. Plus, we've got everything. NFL coaches that are younger than Tom Brady. We got a Bill Belichick spot today on C2C as well. We'll look at the Defensive Rookie of the Year odds, some Zeke Elliott news, you name it. Today in Carver High History, we'll get into all of that. Dennis Allen on the show today. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 ESPN in San Diego, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Radio Networks. Good to have you with us on Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Jameis Winston inviting a special football team to hang out with him. Carver High loves this story. Robert Saleh thinks that Joe Flacco should be a starting quarterback. Well, then why aren't you starting him? Steelers and Deontay Johnson cut a 2-year deal. We'll talk about it. We got Tomlin on the show. Steelers win totals. And we got Justin Fields talking today on C2C as well. The Cowboys sign Anthony Barr. Hollywood Brown driving too fast these days got popped. Nathaniel Hackett on the show today. Plus, Broncos wide receiver Tim Patrick suffered a torn ACL, out for the year. Nothing like training camp and preseason to ruin your career. AFC West odds today. The Rams aren't going to let Stafford throw at all at this point with his elbow pain. Van Jefferson had his knee surgery. James Washington was carted off the field the other day for the Cowboys, the wide receiver. He's going to be out 6 to 10 weeks. It's a fractured foot. Bills news, Jordan Poyer out a few weeks with an elbow issue. Nick Saban says that last year was a rebuilding year. Must have been rough for him playing in the national championship game again. I guess losing means you're rebuilding. Big Ten no longer interested in adding Oregon or any other Pac-12 school. We got college football news. How about the Big Ten may expand beyond USC, UCLA? I don't believe they're going to expand anymore at all with Pac-12. They're trying to get Notre Dame. That's all there is to it. We got a little dragon sighting. Goran Dragic. We got some news on him today. A Wyndham update in golf. Adrian Broner has lost his mind. He wants to fight Floyd Mayweather. Floyd's just spending money these days and hanging out in his strip clubs. He's not fighting anybody, let alone that idiot. He's the biggest idiot I've ever met in my life, by the way, Broner. What an asshat. Honestly, we got Ronda Rousey news. Getting tossed from the WWE, Adam Kaplan on today. It's Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Gamble just had an RBI single for the Pirates. They're going to the bottom of the eighth. They tied up the Brewers at 3. The Cubs are up on the Cardinals. 3-0, bottom 7 at Busch. A Contreras homer made it 1-0 Suzuki with an RBI in the 6th. 2-0 Wisdom, a sack fly in the 6th. 3-0. Now Gorman has homered for the Cardinals to put him on the board to left field. It's 3-1, bottom 7, nobody out. The Cardinals are on the board, but still down 2 runs to the Cubs in the first of 2 in St. Louis. We bring in Carver High. There's more day ball today in San Francisco, Anaheim, and in San Diego at Petco, where the Padres are suddenly hot at 5 in a row.
Yes, they certainly are. In fact, Scotty, they will look to sweep all 5 games. With the Rockies here. This was a 5-game series. They're going to look to take all of them in about an hour from now. I'll give you the lines in a moment. First, let's look at last night. The debut, of course, for Juan Soto, Josh Bell, and Brandon Drury. Maybe not as much a big deal made about him, Scotty, as Juan Soto, but he made the first big impact for the Padres. How about a grand slam in the first inning on Bally Sports San Diego?
Drury to left field. Connor Joe going back. Brandon Drury now plays. It's Slam Diego. Brandon Drury in his first debut in a Padres uniform. It's a grand slam. Why? Because he's in Slam Diego.
Oh.
I mean, how impressive is that? This guy definitely can hit from the left side. Jacks a grand slam to the opposite field. And I think it's his 22nd home run, somewhere in that vicinity. What a way to start for the Padres. They got him for exactly that. The guy can rake. He can hit home runs. He was a hot commodity. They got everybody, this team. They got Hader. They got Soto. They got Bell. Bell's a 300 hitter with 14 home runs and 58 RBIs. Bell is having a great season, and I think he walked a couple of times last night, scored a couple of runs. Soto had a hit and a couple of walks. I mean, they are unbelievable now, this lineup. But the funny thing is, Carver High, is that the Dodgers don't care. They just keep winning. It's like 26 of 31. They shut out the Giants last night. They are not afraid of the Padres. I know everybody thinks that they are, but clearly they're not.
No, they are not. And we will get the Padre-Dodgers series this weekend, Scotty, as the Padres will get to show the Dodgers all their shiny new toys. Of course, one of them is Juan Soto. This was before the game yesterday, Scotty. When they get Tatis back and all the moves they just made, he feels bad for pitchers around the National League. Here's Soto.
Really excited moment for me, for my family, a really big part of my career. I'm happy to join this team. I mean, I've been seeing this team since day one in this season, and they've been doing a great job playing good baseball, and I'm more than excited to join a winning team and be part of it and try my best to push them as long as we can. We have a great relationship even before we were teammates, and it was amazing time. We always talk to each other. For me, just a exciting moment to be with him and Manny from the Dominican Republic, Masara, and all those guys. It's just going to be great moments. It's going to be a great energy in there. And it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be really tough to go through. And I wish good luck to the other pitch.
Yeah, look, great pitching beats great hitting. You know, in the playoffs, you'll see how hard it is to get hits, home runs, everything else. All these guys swing for the fences now. In the playoffs, you need to get guys on base and move them around and score runs. They're hard to come by. This team, on paper, their lineup is sickening. There is no doubt about it. But, you know, and they even have the pitching now and the closer and Hader. I don't deny any of that. They have a World Series-type team. But you cannot write off the Dodgers or the Braves. And I got to tell you, what Philly did impress me, and everyone's already written off the Brewers. You and I said yesterday the Cardinals will catch them because they've quit playing. They're having problems again today in Pittsburgh. Who knows? I do respect what San Diego has now. There's no getting around it. That lineup is fantastic.
All right, top of the hour, they will go for that five-game sweep. Joe Musgrove for the Padres today. Of course, his first start since getting the big bag. Kyle Freeland is going for the Rocks, minus 295 now for San Diego. Total of 7.5.
Yeah, I'm on Musgrove here and the under. I think Freeland's going to throw a good game as well. He gives up about, if that, 4 runs a game. Musgrove just got a $100 million extension. I think Joe's going to go out today and deal. I like the Padres. But you never know with this lineup. They could rake on Freeland. I mean, it's like every day out now, they're going to be, I think, in a position to win with the order. And, you know, all they talk about is Soto. I am telling you, they are Cronenworth hit a home run last night. Bell is getting on base. Bell is a home run hitter. Drury is a home run hitter. I mean, the numbers they put up are staggering. Drury's got like 7 or 8 more home runs than Bell, but Bell's a 300 hitter. This is a very dangerous baseball team. Profar hits home runs. And we can go up and down the order. They got guys that produce.
The Dodgers have played the Giants 7 times since the All-Star break. They have beaten them all 7 times. They will go for 8 this afternoon in San Francisco. Last night, Scotty, earlier in the week, it was the kid Outman. Last night, another rookie for the Dodgers making his debut. Miguel Vargas gets right in the mix. The RBI double to start things off on Sportsnet LA.
Talk about is the ability to go to right center like this. High drive that way. It's off the warning track and over the wall for a double. Miguel Vargas strikes on Trace Thompson in his first big league at-bat.
They haven't lost 7 in a row to the Dodgers since 1980. And let me tell you something. The Giants season is over.
Over. Absolutely finished. The Dodgers will go for another sweep of the Giants in about 25 minutes, Scotty. Clayton Kershaw gets the ball today against Junis, minus 210. For the Dodgers, this total of 8.
Yeah, I'm not buying into Kershaw today. I'm really not. I think the Giants will stop the bleeding today with Junis at Oracle and finally beat him. I know it's a crazy bet to make, but we saw, you know, this guy Kershaw went in Colorado the other day. He got lit up. He can't beat them. So, you know, what makes me think he's going to go into Oracle in the afternoon and the Bay Area and beat them? I mean, I know the Dodgers own them, but I just don't think Clayton Kershaw has pitched well lately. And I know they should have never started him in that All-Star game either.
Yeah, in fact, his two starts against the Giants this year, Scotty, not great. Barely got through.
He didn't last five innings in either one of them.
No, he did not. So he has not been good against the Giants. Despite them winning those games, he did not pitch good. Also coming up at the top of the hour, we have the Angels and the A's. Last night in Anaheim, Scotty, Ohtani, not sharp. Look, at 5 2/3, 7 hits, 2 runs. That's actually not awful, but the Angels couldn't hit last night against Oakland as Caprillion shut them down. Today, Scotty, in the afternoon battle, you got Blackburn going for the A's against Junk. Angels are the favorites, minus 122, total of 8.
Yeah, I'm on Blackburn and the A's to beat them in Anaheim. I don't care. Junk mail this. Blackburn's the A's best pitcher, if you ask me. I couldn't believe what Caprillion did last night. That blew my mind. I had a huge day betting, but that game burned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, we bring in Scoop Craig Mish, of course, from Newswire and Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. So take me back to last night. I had Sandy going on a ticket to win and to keep it under, and he did that against the Reds. I thought he was, you know, relatively brilliant in that 3-zip shutout. How electrifying was his stuff last night?
He's been a lot better in a lot of other starts. I think he struck out 3 in 9 innings. Listen, Sandy is going to win the Cy Young. He's phenomenal. He's having an unbelievable season. He's a great guy, too. Very likable. And every 5 days, he's the reason why you watch the Marlins, because he's been dominant. And he completed another game yesterday, so that's 3. He leads Major League Baseball in that category. And look, I don't take – to pitch a shutout these days – Scott, against any team in Major League Baseball is a big deal. I get it. I totally understand it. We also have to acknowledge that we've reached a point in the season where it's quitting time. And I think that's important for bettors as well to understand. There are probably 6 or 7 teams that are now completely out of it in Major League Baseball. You probably would say more, but they are completely out of it. And there are players on those teams, Scott, that they're only playing for themselves at this point. And so for the first few days after the trade deadline, there's a massive offensive drop-off from players who are stuck in locations where they don't want to be. And the Reds have some of those players, and the Pirates have some of those players, and the Nationals have some of those players. And you're going to see that around baseball, Scott. There's some very disappointed professional athletes that were not moved to contenders. And this is going to start being the result now. Some of the bad teams are going to fall apart. You're going to see massive losing streaks. You know, no indication as to the good teams. They're still fighting like always, but this is just the nature of baseball. Takes nothing away from Sandy, but it is factual. Something to keep an eye on for some of these cellar dwellers as they just try to go golfing in October.
Well, let me start then with this one, the Brewers. Now, they're tied up with the Pirates right now in the 9th at PNC at 3s. But the 2 games immediately after the deadline, when we saw Williams melting down in the clubhouse, mm-hmm. and they got beat by the Pirates, then they turn around and got walked off last night on a Reynolds shot. We were talking on the show that they were going through the motions. Like that they, when they traded Hader, it looked like that clubhouse was livid. And that they weren't going to go out and play ball hard. and they let those games just drop right out of their pants like they didn't care, and they kind of played like it today.
Yep. Scott, you're on to something here. Normally, I don't play that narrative game, but I know the deal in baseball, okay, very well from covering this and being around it, not as long as you, but close to it. And in the end, what people forget before they make a bet, before they bet a total, before they watch a show like this, we never consider these people are just like us. Scott, they're humans. If you're not enjoying your job, if you're not happy with the people that are around you, if the message is not what you think it should be, that's going to affect you on the field. There's no question. It would affect you at your job and me at my job too. Now, it doesn't last forever. That goes away because reality sets in. And in a week from now, the Brewers are going to have to get themselves together and say, hey, we still have a lot to fight for. But the initial shock of having a guy like Josh Hader leave is not the best look for the Brewers. Is it the best move for the Brewers long term? I would say yes, Scott. That GM is a genius. David Stearns could just keep churning out these players and the Brewers are going to win 90 games every year. Doesn't make his players feel any better, but that's essentially probably what's going on right now in Milwaukee.
Wow, that is crazy. Now, we have a lot of graphics to show and get your reaction to some of these things. How about the Central from the AL? Do we have the graphic for the odds in the AL Central and see what Scoop thinks of these odds? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so here's what I think. At least Baltimore, the Orioles, Scott, at least they told us what's up. They basically said, Mike Elias, their general manager, came out after the deadline, obviously knew that those were really tough decisions, that they traded their closer and they traded Trey Mancini. But he flat out told the fan base, we are going in next year and it's time to win. Okay, fine. They looked at the division this year. They looked at the Astros. They looked at the Yankees. They looked at the Blue Jays. They said, you know what? We ain't going to win this thing. We got to play for next year. A lot of people don't like that, but I get it. Scott, what is Cleveland doing here? Cleveland is right there. They have the lowest payroll in Major League Baseball. And they basically said, Central? Nah, we're good. We're happy with where we're at. They must be under some financial stress that I don't get because they didn't do anything at the deadline. I give them almost a flat out F for not even trying. White Sox don't grade out well either. I thought they could have done more. The Twins, I guess, by default made those moves right at the end. Tyler Molly, who I spoke to when he left the stadium yesterday, I posted a video about that. They added a couple of good pieces that I think will help them. I got the Twins. Well, why not take the Twins at this point, Scott? That clubhouse is feeling good about their front office. The White Sox have been a little messy all season. They have the most talent, but there is no way I'm taking Cleveland at this point. No chance. None. I don't care what they're on. It's one of those first two teams.
So the Lopez deal, I think, for the Twins' sake, is a smart move. And I want to get your reaction to what you thought on the Baltimore end of it when you saw him get up and give Lopez away and then Mancini away. What was your initial reaction to that?
I know it's really hard for Orioles fans because they're on the brink of it, but Scott, you got to be realistic. They have way overachieved this season, and the way that they have built this team and this farm system, they have a very strong farm system. And I also think that because the Orioles have lost for as long as they have, we're going on 5 or 6 years, that people forget in the 90s and in the 2000s, Scott, this was a team with always one of the higher payrolls. I think they're going to get right back to that. So to sacrifice that for a potential wild card where you're probably going to get smashed in the end, they do not have enough to win the World Series. They don't have enough to win the American League. So it was not a popular move. Of course, Mancini's a very popular player, but the Orioles are trending very strongly in the right direction. This was a team that had Alomar, and they had Ripken, and they had Murray, and in a time in the 80s and 90s when teams weren't giving guys $1 million, believe it or not, that was the high salary, $1 million, the Orioles were the higher payroll teams at that time. Albert Bell, remember when they got him? They got Sammy Sosa out of nowhere. They paid him too. Mussina, Orioles will be back next year. Orioles win total next year will be 500. That's going to be impressive.
Let's look at the odds to win the National League after the Soto deal. They got Hader, they got Soto, they got Bell, they got Drury. I mean, they got everybody. Here they are, Scoop. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that next year going into the season, provided nothing crazy happens, I'll probably end up taking them to win the World Series. But I'm just not going to do it this year. They're not a division-winning team. It's a lot harder to come from the wild card to win it all. Clearly, their offense is going to be extremely formidable when Tatis comes back. Is Tatis going to be the guy that he was last year or year before? I don't know the answer to that. I think so. They have enough starting pitching, certainly, to get through this. But the Padres' moves, I thought, were more for this year and next as opposed to some teams that just did it for this year. So I am going to say that I'm going to still stick with L.A. in the National League.
All right, let's throw up the odds for the NL MVP now to win the league MVP. Here they are, Scoop.
NL MVP. All right, let's take a look at it here.
I'm on Austin Riley.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to give you an off the beaten path one. I think last time I came on the show, I said Freeman. I'm sorry, I have a hard time seeing the graphic. It's my bad. I'll still probably say one of the first two guys in the National League and Goldschmidt. We're so far down the end here in the season. It's hard to go against that.
All right, so what about the AL Cy Young? I'm on Verlander here.
Yeah, I would say that seems fair. Manoah got hurt. That's going to set him back a little bit. Otani's not going to win that. McClanahan still could win. I wouldn't rule it out. Cease has been fantastic too. But, boy, no one really likes the White Sox. They're like the anti-favorite of the media this year. So, yeah, Verlander looks good there.
Can you believe that the Dodgers have had these five guys on the IL pitchers that they're coming up, but they've still won 26 of 31? And the way they've kicked the Giants' teeth in this year and the way they seem afraid of what the Padres are doing, they're just – and I can't wait for this series this weekend to see if they're badass enough to handle the Dodgers, because I don't know if anybody is.
Yeah, they called up this kid Miguel Vargas yesterday, and I think he doubled in his first at bat. Yeah, I mean, this is a very highly touted prospect. Because of Miami's dealings at the trade deadline with LA, I was diving into LA's prospects. I mean, Scott, how does this happen that you have the highest payroll in baseball or close to it, and you still have the best farm system, like, consistently? Whatever they're doing in LA, they're doing the right way for sure. So I would anticipate a very competitive series, but I still think LA is the better team overall for this year. They're going to have to make a splash next year to beat San Diego. Remember, San Diego still has Hader next year. They still have Juan Soto next year, too. So those moves were for next year, too.
How about Sir Didi DFA'd? How about Jackie Bradley DFA'd and then by the end of the day released? And I'll tell you what, it's pretty obvious to me, at least on Bradley, he just can't hit.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple thing. What happens, Scott, is you remember in the past when they had the second trade deadline, like this was the first one, and then they had the non-waiver trade deadline coming up on the end of August. You could add a player before September, and they don't have that anymore. It's gone. So those guys are not playing anymore. Gotta be gone.
All right, Scoop. Great stuff, my man. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cover high, we got a Goldie on ice sighting. Goldschmidt homered to center, 420-foot bomb, made it 3-2 in the seventh, and then Nootbaar hit a sac fly that played at Arenado. It's 3-3 now in the eighth inning. I think they're going to the bottom of the eighth. Cardinals tied it up in the seventh. They were down 3-0 in that game before Gorman hit the home run to get him on the board. So got a good one going there. And that other one, they're in the 10th, Pirates and Brewers tied at threes.
So we got 3-3 in both games right now. Yes, the Cardinals get a couple of homers and the sac fly, get themselves back in the game. They are tied there. Yesterday with the props, Scotty, we lost quite a few of them because of that game being washed away. So we did lose a bunch of our props because we had some things cooking in the Cub-Cardinal game last night. But Swept the game props, had a good night there. We're going to try to get some taters rolling tonight as well. Let's start, of course, with the strikeouts, as we always do for our MLB props tonight. And why not? You and Craig were just talking about it. Justin Verlander, favorite right now to win the American League Cy Young. He's got the guards tonight that he will be taking on. Verlander's number is 5.5, plus 115 to the over, minus 165 to the under. He is actually over this total, Scotty, in 4 of his last 5 starts. Let's go over again tonight against the guards for Verlander.
Yeah, how can I not bet on this guy to have 6 strikeouts when I bet on him every single time he goes on the hill and he just wins tickets for me left and right? I bet on him to do everything, win, over, you name it. How about guards, no runs in the first 5 innings? How's that sound? I'll bet everything. Give me anything. You know, same game parlays, boost, whatever you want, FanDuel style. I don't care what you do. I'm on Verlander every single time he pitches.
There you go. Next, we will go to the Mets and the Braves. A big 5-game series at Citi Field over the next 4 days, Scotty. They play, of course, Thursday, Friday, doubleheader Saturday, and then Sunday. So 5 games with the 2 teams at the top of the NL East. Carlos Carrasco will get things going for the Mets tonight at home. 5.5 is the number, minus 115 to the over, minus 125 to the under. He's over in 3 of his last 5 starts. Faced the Braves in June, only had 5 in that start. So right on the number, I will go over for Carrasco tonight, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to go under because I think the Braves are too tough at the dish. And I think this is going to be a very stressful game on both sides. And I think this game's going to the bullpens. And if you ask me, I love Diaz, what he's done for the Mets, that he's going to be the difference in this game. I am not as confident that Carrasco is going to have some huge strikeout night. If he does, good for him. I hope he does. I hope you win. I say no.
Next, we will go to the Blue Jays, who are going to be in Minnesota tonight against the Twins. We will look for Alek Manoah, Scotty. 5.5 is his number, minus 140 to the over, plus 100 to the under. He's over this in 6 of his last 8 starts. But remember, Scotty, his last start out against the Tigers on Friday left the game with some injury issues. So we will see. Looks like he's good to go tonight. 5.5 is the number. I'm going under for Manoah tonight, Scotty.
I'm going under as well because I don't believe things are going as rosy as everybody else for Manoah right now. The Tiger game was indicative of it for me. I'm going to keep it under here again with you.
And finally, we will go to the White Sox and the Rangers in Arlington. Now, yes, I expect a lot of runs here tonight. Why are we going strikeout props? Because we're going for another under, Scotty. Johnny Cueto for Chicago tonight. 4.5 is the number. Plus 110 to the over, minus 155 to the under. How about this one, Scotty? He only has 2 strikeouts in his last 14 innings. He's pitched well his last 2 times out. 7 innings in both starts, but only 2 strikeouts combined in those 14 innings. We're going under. He had 4 against the Rangers when he faced them in the month of June. I don't care about the 155. Going under.
Yeah, I'm with you on the under, and I'm also on Cueto to win the game. I think that he is crafty. He's all about getting outs. He's all about working innings and throwing as few pitches as he can. I think he'll get it done tonight at a Globe. I really do. As usual, I don't have faith in this team, but certain pitchers I do believe in, Giolito being one. Cueto, I like the way he works. To this day, still, there's other guys that I'd say I've written off, and one of them is Lance Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn has been tough the last couple of times out after we thought he was busting out coming back from the injury. He has not looked very good. It's tater time, Scotty. I want to ring the bell tonight. We want to send out those tweets, ringing the bell with the taters here for us. We will start once again in Cleveland for the Astros and the Guards, and we are going to take Alex Bregman against Cleveland tonight. They, of course, have Plesac going. Bregman hits very well in that ballpark, Scotty. Plus 360 for him tonight against the Guards.
Yeah, I like that play. And I also really, frankly, don't have any faith whatsoever in Plesac. He's a disaster. All he does is lose. Verlander's going to beat his ass. They're going to rake. They're going to score 6-7 runs against him before they yank his ass. I'm with you. Bregman, deep. Let's go.
And I agree with Craig before. He's right. I mean, Cleveland just did absolutely nothing. For a team that has been in the mix, been right there for first place all year in the AL Central, to not try to add anything at all to help your team. I mean, nothing. They did nothing.
But I mean, everybody demands that you make moves at the deadline. And they say, well, that's how the Braves won the World Series. And then they rattle off four or five more World Series winners that made a move at the deadline. I don't believe it's inked in stone that everyone has to make a move to do well when they've already been doing well every single day. They've had a really good season. I don't think there's anything wrong with the team. I am not blown away at all by Fulmer and Maley. And I do like the Lopez yank for the Twins in the bullpen, but I am not blown away by their pitching at all. Cleveland's pitching is just as good as theirs. It has been. They've been sniffing their underwear the whole season. And the White Sox are a disaster, and yet they're within a couple games of catching them. That Central is up for grabs. I have no faith in any of them. They don't know whether they're coming or going.
No, they do not. Next, let's go to the Schwarbaum tonight, taking on the Nationals. Now, look, we usually don't play prices this low, but for guys like Judge and Schwarber, Scotty, we make exceptions. Plus 140 tonight for him to homer. Six of his 33 home runs this year are against the Nationals, who he starts a series with again tonight. I'll be on Schwarber all weekend long. Let's start it tonight.
He always hits home runs against his old team, and it's going to happen again tonight. And I am not afraid to make bets at $1.40 or $1.50. Every time we make a buck and a half when Judge hits a home run, what do I care what anyone thinks at a price we got it at? You don't like it? Have a sandwich. I'm with you. Schwarbaum. Boom.
Next, Jose Abreu of the White Sox getting hot, Scotty. He, historically, a great August hitter. Two games in a row. He's going for three in a row tonight in Arlington against the Rangers. Plus 360. He's been good to me the last 2 days. I'm staying with him.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I'm worried about, we'll see. I'll go with you on this. The way he's hot, he's hit him in two straight, so why not go for it? And I don't really, you know, Reagan's this guy they're pitching tonight. Why not?
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to take a shot with Jose. He's getting himself heated up. And finally, you know I always like to go big ball for the last one and take a little bit of a deeper shot. Blue Jays and the Twins tonight in Minnesota. How about the big fella? Alejandro Kirk, plus 450, like where the price is. I think a lot of guys in this game, especially this whole weekend, Scotty, I think there's going to be a lot of runs, Blue Jays and Twins. Maybe Guerrero tonight, you want to get involved with him, Bichette, whoever, but I'm going to go Kirk, plus 450.
Yeah, but, you know, Gray and Manoa are, you know, two guys that don't give up a lot of runs, so I'm not feeling it tonight. I think you might be right about the series. I hope you're right for your pocket on the homer, but I'm going to say runs are few and far between tonight, particularly in those first five innings when Manoa and Gray are getting their work in before they get yanked and it turns into a bullpen game. That's when the runs will be scored. I don't see him hitting a home run.
The big fella's going to get Sonny Gray tonight, that hack. Let's get to the game props now. We mentioned the Schwarbaum getting involved with the Phillies against the Nationals. How about the Phillies to win tonight, Scotty? And over 8.5 runs scored in the game at plus 150. I think the Phillies can get it by themselves tonight.
Yeah, I'm a little leery of the over. I think, you know, I'm on the Phillies to win the game. Syndergaard and Espino. Espino's given up three runs a game. So I'm not feeling all those runs.
Next, my under tonight, little off the beaten path, is the Tigers and the Rays in Detroit. First five innings, under four at plus 110. Springs and Hutchinson looking for a little sleepy start in the Motor City tonight. Plus 110, first five innings.
You know, I mean, Springs has got a low ERA, so I can see it on that end. I'm a little worried on the Tigers end with Hutchinson pitching if there'll be runs scored. I think it'd be by the Rays. So you want under four runs, first five innings. Yeah, I think the Rays are going to score more than four runs in the first five innings.
And finally, my both teams to score four or more tonight, White Sox and the Rangers in Arlington. We hit it last night with the Brewers and the Pirates. Let's go here tonight with the White Sox and the Rangers. Both teams to score four or more, plus 180 in Arlington. Let's get it.
Yeah, I like that. I'll go with you on this one.
There you go, Scotty. We're going to get in the mix tonight. Cash, a lot of tickets. I want to ring the bell, that's for sure, with those two. Update from Pittsburgh, by the way. The Brewers did get a run in the top of the 10th inning. They now lead the Buccos 4-3. So bottom of the 10th, Williams is on for the Brewers. Of course, the runner starts at second. And who does he got to face leading off, Scotty? The guy that hit the walk-off against him last night, Reynolds, leads off against Williams here in PNC. Can he do it again, Scotty? Less than 24 hours later, can he do the walk-off against Devin Williams? Let's go here with the Buccos.
Well, I'd love to see it. Last night, you know, Cruz and Reynolds hit the big home runs again, another Cruz missile. Look, I bet on the Brewers today, documented on ForellandEvents.com, Mafia knows. So I want the Pirates to win, but I bet on the Brewers, so let's see if they get it done. The one I'm really interested in is the parlay I got going on the Cardinals to win both ends of the double dip. I did the same thing with the Padres the other day with you, hitting both ends of it. So I went for that parlay again. We'll see if that happens. It's still 3-all.
That is still, yeah, still 3-all. They're in the top of the ninth now, and they are underway in San Francisco. Bottom of the first, Dodgers and Giants scoreless in that one.
Giants suck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High. So very interesting at PNC right now. So Reynolds hit a ground rule double to right in the corner, and that tied the game at four. Gamble was intentionally walked. Then Hayes flied out to right, and Reynolds advanced from second to third. And now I guess he was pitching. Cruz was up. Bush pitching to Cruz. But now he's pitching to Chavis, so he must have got Cruz out.
They walked.
It makes
him.
No
walked
sense
Cruz
to me.
Intentionally. They intentionally walked
him
Cruz
so to bait
to to load the bases to set up the force at every base. So they walked Cruz so that way they can get the force at home on the ground ball. Since those runs at first and second don't matter. The run on third is the only one that matters.
Sure.
So that's where the Broncos are at right now.
So it's up to Chavis. But there's one out. So they're looking for the double play to get out of it, tied at four.
Yep.
That's a really good game going on in Pittsburgh right now. And then the other one is still Cubs, Cards, 3-all, going to the bottom of the ninth. Dodgers, Giants are scoreless. So the only thing that I'm interested in is this at bat right now by Chavis.
Well, just hit the deep fly ball, Scotty. Just get the deep fly ball out there. That's all you got to do. Don't have to do anything crazy.
I thought you said he hit a deep fly ball.
No, just get the deep fly ball. Don't have to do anything nuts here. Just hit a deep fly ball and get the run in.
I think he's 0-2 right now.
Yeah, he's 0-2. He's 0-2.
Chavis is a disaster.
This is it. We got to find out what happens here now. It's going to be while Cam's doing this.
Isn't that kid Bush that had the drinking problem? I love that kid.
Maybe. Bush started this inning, by the way. Williams pitched the ninth for the Brewers. So Bush came on here in the 10th. He gave up the double to Reynolds.
Foul ball, Chavis.
We're locked in on the Buccos, baby. Looking for the sweep. Come on.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.